Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
An advanced US naval ship has been operating off the coast of Cork for 4 months with its transmitter turned off. And that's according to today's Irish Times. Security sources have told the newspaper that the ship may be upgrading an underwater surveillance system used to detect Russian submarines. Let's get reaction now from Patrick Murphy from the South and West Fish Producers Organization, the organization who successfully stood up to the Russian Navy's plans to hold live firing exercises about a year and a half ago, you'll remember. Patrick, you're very welcome back to Drive Time.
Thanks very much, Cormac. Glad to be back.
What do you make of these manoeuvres from the US naval ship?
Look, this is going on a long time, but it's being ramped up. Our vessels are monitoring these boats for a long time, and they're tracking them of all shapes and sizes, as was said in the report. The EIS is turned off. It's a way of tracking a vessel. Now, they don't completely turn it off. What they do is they turn down the gain, so vessels within a mile or two radius will still know that they're there. It's a navigation safety. It's to let other vessels know where you are. Mm-hmm. So the higher you turn it on, the more you can be seen around the world.
So did you guys know that this covert US naval ship was in operation in the Irish waters?
We know they're there, and we know that there was a French naval ship as well too, and it actually came into Castletown Bay. You know, we've the Russian ships that are on the place. Our vessels are seeing these. We point this out on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. We're kept in the dark, so we just see it. But, you know, unless something is suspicious, then we just ignore it if they're not there. What is really concerning here, the Cormac, is what has been said. They're putting down equipment to monitor increased activity in the submarine line.
Yeah.
And we've seen a boat being pulled under, a fishing boat, by a submarine. We've seen boats being pulled back. This has happened. So this is what is concerning our vessels now.
So do you think there is
suspicious... We're always afraid that something will be there.
So come here to me, Patrick. Do you think there is suspicious activity?
I can guarantee it. There's submarine activity out there.
Yeah.
I was speaking to a commander of a submarine, and long before this stuff ever happened, they would do regular manoeuvres around the Celtic Sea and places like that. And he told me there was many a close call of brushing alongside fishing boats and the gear outside there.
But come here to me, in terms of this US naval ship and it turning off the transmitter, or yes, turning it down, yep, as you say more correctly, there have been suspicions that the ship might be deploying some kind of underwater sub-aqua team. Could that be a danger if that were true to your members?
Well, it depends on what they're putting on. We trawl the bottom, so our net goes across the bottom and picks up what's down there. We stay away from rough ground. Hopefully they're putting it into an area where boats don't actually trawl, and we see under the VMEs that anything above 400 below, increase, sorry, I must correct myself, anything over 400 metres, you're not allowed to trawl anymore.
Okay.
So it's depths of 400 metres. So a lot of the ground has been cut off. We don't trawl all the sea, contrary to what people believe. I was speaking actually with an NGOs and on a French television programme, and I explained to them our boats would take 100 years to trawl every inch of the ground because they trawl at 3 kilometres an hour.
Okay.
And they tow for 5 hours a tow. So they cover very little because the nets are only 300 metres wide. So to cover every inch of the ground, as I said, would take 100 years for our fleet to trawl every inch of it once.
Slowly but surely, though. Yeah, you
exactly,
go.
Yeah,
we famously remember how you stared down the US or the Russian Navy. How do you fancy the US Navy taking them on?
Well, I wouldn't take them on now, to be honest with you. I'd say they'd be a bit more aggressive. But no, but what we would say here, Cormac, seriously, is that there should be more communication. We've seen our Tarnisher and Taoiseach saying that if there was NATO exercises, that they would get involved in it for protection. Maybe this is it. You know, maybe they're speaking up now because they've been spotted, so
yeah,
they're covering themselves. I don't know. The problem is that there's very little communication. Now, if this is subversive activity, in other words, they don't want people knowing about it, then of course they're not going to be broadcasting it. But this is a concern.
I'll tell you this now. The lines of communication between you and the US ambassador are open now on Drive Time, because I know the ambassador is listening to this program. What would your message be to him?
Well, look, he can allay our fears. You know, if they have fears of massive activity with submarines and they want to monitor it, we too would like to know if this is going on, because we just warn our boats. look, it could be as simple as, and people might think this is a joke, but having your angle grinder ready, that if you did get caught in something, you cut the warp, you know, that's attached to the nets rather than being dragged under. Mm-hmm. So that's all part of information. That's what you do. That's what we would tell our boats. There's not much else you're going to do. You're not going to drag a submarine around the place. But if you were aware that this activity is going on in increased amounts, then we would be advising our boats to take all precautions necessary. Well, you know, it's better to lose a net, maybe worth 50 or 60,000, than to lose a boat worth a couple of million, plus the lives that are on board.
Indeed.
I just want to say this. I want to commend the Castletown Bear fishermen that went to the aid of a stricken Spanish flagged French boat just outside of Castletown Bear today. You mightn't have known, but it hit the rocks. So that's been towed back into Castletown Bear at the moment. We hope everybody be off safely. 9 crewmen were taken off or helicoptered off. So, you know, we have good people, even though the Navy are under-resourced, as they keep saying, and they'd like to know more that's going on there. But comes to life and limb,
well done to them. I second that as well. I hope everyone is safe and well. Look, if Ambassador Claire Cronin is listening, she can allay your fears, as you say. Otherwise, we'll set the South and West Fisher Producers Organization on the US Navy. Patrick Murphy, thank you very much indeed for joining
us. Thanks very much, Cormac.